they're not going to have any trouble on number one team. Yeah. Yeah. Very clever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, actually, as I saw the game against Notre Dame on television, and really the personnel, SC just has a tremendous explosive power. It's just unbelievable when they start cracking around with all those fast backs and everything. Yeah. Well, Ohio State's lucky to beat Michigan. They held them in the last. What I'm seeing Dole tomorrow, that's what I called you about. He's coming in. And say nothing about it, but Bush is going to go, and he's all set. Well, I didn't push him that hard. I said, now look, you mustn't do it unless you really want to. You know, I talked to his wife and so forth, and told him what the challenge was, and so forth. He's all for it. And of course, I told him about the talk you and I had, and how you felt about it, and that he of course is. Wants to be sure to work under a new scheme, which you, of course, are agree. And so if we can get the right man on the other stuff, I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate, but I suppose Brockman, do you have any further report on your fellow? How's that stand?
Well, I'm not sure what you're Senate. And he's, you know what I mean, working in that area, building up the support for candidates, you know, around the country. So he's really on target.
Right.
successor will be Gregor. Well, for whatever it's worth, he happens to be an Irish Catholic. A business from Los Angeles. Young, about 41, 2 years ago of age. He's the next in line at Union Oil, but he is basically a resident of the oil side. He's in the civil engineering side. He's a brilliant young chief executive. He's going to be a real dork. Gregor. Yeah, we want to bring in, so we're trying to bring in some young guys to let us sing, and he's one of them. We got the Irish. The real problem we're having, finally, is that we've been trying to find another Italian, and they're just damn hard to find, because whether you're in very good jobs, I mean outside, or they just don't have the list of the stuff that they're looking like Kelvin. Bobby's one. We've got one other position in mind that we're thinking of. We may be able to work out. You'd be surprised when you go pick. For the second jobs, there's no problem. But for the highest jobs, to get the right balance, to get the right people, is just hard. So, well, we have, for example, trying to get a deputy attorney general, because, you know, he has to get taken to the fact that he may move up to attorney general with plenty of skills. Got the best candidate, by all odds, is I wanted is Charles Wright, the dean of the law school at the University of Texas. Yeah. Well, that his FBI reports, when he's in college, he got picked up for some visit parties and things. Well, you know what I mean. At this moment, he's had three divorces. Well, that, you know, you can get by with that in other offices, but you just got to have the attorney general doing that. Don't you agree? And now this is not something that hurts him now, because they don't know it in Texas. It happened in Minnesota. But we ran, you know, this is a, I know I was all set since God writes just the man, because he wrote a terrific anti-busing statement for us when the thing was up. He's a leader for the American Bar, one of the best law school deans, a brilliant constitutional lawyer. When they run this down the FBI check, and I said, Christ, they kill us in that judiciary committee. See, this is the reason we're going over these so carefully, and sometimes when we see names speculated about it, they don't turn up. Many times we're just protecting the poor bastards because they got something in that report that they don't want out. But that was really something. And that's nothing wrong with it. I mean, there's a news by probably kids, you know, a bunch of kids. Today they have news parties and everybody thinks it's natural, but not in those days. The divorces were a little bit messy, so he obviously likes girls anyway. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a hell of a lot better than liking boys. Okay, I'll try to tell you for one thing, we ain't got none of those. Yeah. But anyway, Volpe is set and happy. It'll be a little better for him, and another way, it won't be quite as pressured. He's not, you know, he's got a sort of a bad arm or something, and sort of bursitis. But I'll tell you, he'll be coming back, making speeches, and he'll do a terrific job. Well, he probably made more speeches than anybody else. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I'm keeping people who were there only a year, you know what I mean? But Buzz is very popular, and the department we're going to shake up very good, because there's some people out around the country I found that have much agrees with this. And some of the soil conservation and other units and county agents have just frankly worked against our people. And I'm cleaning all those bastards out. I got in, for example, with Undersecretary Bill Campbell today. And I said, now that's your job. I said, you're going to do that. Clean them out top to bottom. And I've got the names of people, you know, some of them picked up from candidates, and if they worked against us, they're going out. And so we're doing that in various places. Yeah. But we got some good ones. And now if we can get this ploy worked out, I mean, nothing falls into it, but we can get the three B's, Bush, Brock, and Brown, that'd be another group. And with Dan, I just think he ought to be your, you say Dan, look, the thing I think is, look, you think he is a man that ought to go up. Why doesn't he take one step first and then go right for the other? Let his colleagues see him. Yeah. Tell him that we all believe in him. Tell him that if you like, you can tell him how highly I think of him. I think he's a hell of a fellow, and I think he's one of the men we ought to bring along. And that we, it's just a question of who fills the spots at this point. You might say this, with Bush, we've got basically Texas, which is the South. With Barack, we put in another southern, basically, even on its border. And it's really, we've got to go to the heartland. I think you could say that, and that's Ohio. It's the heartland, you see, the heartland of the Republicans in Ohio. And Tennessee is there too, but it's, and it is, I really feel that very strongly too. Because it does mean something that if we were to have in the leadership three Southerners, because basically even though Bush is a Connecticut Yankee, he's still a Southerner. If you have three Southerners, that would make a very bad impression. I really believe that. That's right. Which worked, but we don't want him to say it again. Right? But I think it's really true, Jerry, if you can use it and say, now the thing to do here is to, now you're next in line, you're going to move on. You're going to be in that seat. But we need you, because he's got a lot of balls, and he's got a Myron guy that wants something bad enough to try for him. Yeah, I think it'll be in the morning, but it might be the afternoon. But in the meantime, then we'll have to wait for any meeting until after the Congress comes back, because it'll be too premature. Okay, Jerry. We'll see. Bye.